was shaking.
Oh man, I cannot believe the events and the adventures of this week. And I it's hard to imagine, Chris, that we are already in the final throes of January 2022.
Not 2020. What is it? 2022. It's not a sequel. Yeah.
When are we going to start calling it 22? Just 22.
22? I don't know. But I think it's what old people like us, we're holding on to like the 19s.
Yeah.
The last century. Holding on, man.
Just the last on. Century.
What's up, everybody? What's shaking, bacon? What's going on?
Hey, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we're carving out a space with Winject right now. And we're going to be talking a little bit about life, liberty, and hustling to get what you want, create what you need, and develop a platform that will actually help more people, which is my mission in life, Chris. And I know you support me in that adventure. So
I'll support you in anything you do, as long as we're not, you know, trying to like invade Normandy or something. We're good.
No, we're good. No invasions today. However, we do need to create some awareness around this idea, because there's a lot of movement in this market. And I just don't think people realize how much has taken place in the podcasting world. Amazon just purchased another podcasting vendor.
Yep.
And so there's some things that are going on that movers and shakers are starting to take note. And you have an opportunity to actually produce some amazing things in your show. And we want to talk about that, as well as some of the things that we got going on. And also, if you just want to upgrade your show, you want to upgrade your presentation, you want to upgrade your audience and your community, this is the place to go.
100%.
Yeah.
I was just on a call with a person, an entrepreneur that I truly respect in the industry. And he's been an entrepreneur longer than I've been alive, pretty much. And he's sold companies and multi-million-dollar companies. And he just sold his other company. He's got his other book coming out, Mike Malatesta. He's got a How to Happen podcast. It's got like 250 episodes, and he's not getting the traction of what he deserves for the content. And he thinks, of course, this is what typically happens when you're not getting the results that you feel that you deserve because of the level of content and value of that content.
Sure.
You start looking at the content and going, it must be the content. It's not the content. It's just how it's distributed. Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, I get really excited about is putting people in a position to win. You talked about helping more people help more people, right? Well, and I just went through, you know, pretty much I spent, just because he's a personal friend, so I went through and spent about an hour and a half going through his social media feeds, going through this. And I actually asked him one question. I said, who's doing your social media? You need to fire him today. But who's doing your social media? And he was like, well, also, how much is it costing you? Roughly around $1,900 a month. What?
What?
What? And so anyways, we go through about, you know, of course, you know, he's good friends with Nina. Nina, we relaunched her show, Nina Perez. So
no sugar needed. No sugar added.
That's right. No sugar, like anything with no sugar with her. But no sugar. He's seeing her growth, like massive amount of growth, over 300% growth with her show, just relaunching it on Winject Studios. And he's I get really excited to watch people's faces go, I don't even know why. I don't know how I can't do this. You know, like what that's the whole point by what we're doing here at Winject is putting in a position to win. That's our job.
Yeah.
And what typically happens when you're not in a position to win and you are being portrayed and perceived by the marketplace of you just having a show, like what's going to make them come back and listen to your show and turn them into raving fans? And that's what we're all here to do. And, you know, you mentioned hustling. This is what I do. I hustle. So me reaching out to, because obviously we're in the process of the last little finishing stages of the dub integration with the CRM, the email sequences. We have a massive announcement for Winject TV coming out with some distribution and also with some the shows. We're in the last little finishing fine-tuning approaches before we really go live with this sucker. And people still to this day have no idea what we're doing. And then it's going to be fun to watch everybody go, oh, I see this global takeover. Oh, I get it. Thank you. Right.
and I just want to frame this correctly, because there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes and a lot of moving and shaking that's taking place.
That's right.
And also, you know, this is not, when you build something from scratch, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes energy. And it always, inevitably, what you imagine is going to happen may not exactly end up being what you imagine. However, and you have to make adjustments along the way as a result of that. And just like podcasting, you know, you start a podcast with the best intentions in the world, and you know, you have a limited amount of time, you have some great content, but you may not be able to take the time and effort necessary to, like you say, just have the distribution engine in place. Mm-hmm. And I think that's some of the things. The other piece that you may not have is an entire team that's helping with the production and some of the things that you can do. And also people like Chris, like yourself, Chris, is the perspective on what has taken place in your journey. Because not everybody sees what they need to see from inside the jar. You know, it's like a pickle can't read the label. So you have to think about, who can I bring on board, or who can I have help me see what I need to see most of all? And those are the kinds of things that aren't necessarily easy to articulate on a website or landing page or in an email. So we want to make sure that we continue to support you in those areas and have shows just like this. In fact, I got Hanny Mora. I got him booked for next week. We're going to do a live stream talking about how to repurpose your content. Mm-hmm. And then we want to put that out there, because that's another area that has a massive impact on your information, your content, your ability to share it out in multiple platforms as well. So those are the kinds of things we're thinking about.
Right. And I love Haney, and shout out to Haney and Repurpose.io. These guys are phenomenal. They're going to, you know, obviously another exclusive offer within Winject Studios. Mm-hmm. You get 25% off their offer. Right. And that's, you know, I look at social media marketing, you know, every time you make a post, you're now telling the world what your standards are. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. Like, this is my standard of the way that I want myself to be broadcasted. That if it's not done up to, it doesn't need to be pristine. It doesn't need to be perfect, because nothing's ever perfect. It's like it's an illusion. Yeah. It's done up to 70% of my expectation, because I'll get it out there because I want to see it grow. Right. And I want to be able to make the proper adjustments and measure and reassessing, even with some of the clips. There's a clip that we did last night to promote you on the Win-Win Effect. Little shout out to everybody in that has streamed and downloaded that show. I think it's probably roughly around 20,000 downloads just from Monday, from your episode when you came onto the Win-Win Effect, episode 134. Yeah, 134. So little shout out to that. So good job, Russ.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, like, bow down a little bit.
I hope I drop some nuggets of knowledge with the
right
episode.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, give me some feedback.
That's right. So, and I posted something last night. Did you see that clip last night that they posted?
Yes, I did. I did.
That's pretty good. I like that clip. It was like, we skipped through the bullshit. And it's so true, though, because you see this a lot with a lot of hosts out there. And I'm not trying to, and I don't kick anybody while they're done. I guess I'm not singling anybody out. They come onto their show and they're there to interview the guest, and the guest is pre-programmed on the answers that they typically answer. And I think that's how we separate from the rest of the crew out there, is we actually teach hosts how to ask the right and, you know, questions and thought provoking questions to get to that outcome and to get to the core and a root and a nucleus of an individual and portray that out to the marketplace. Because I'm excited about going on a pod tour in February and doing like 3 to 4 episodes a day. I'm excited about that. But then again, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get on these shows and I'm going to start getting frustrated. But then again, I think it's needed for Winject, because it's going to increase the brand awareness, and it's also going to give me an opportunity to show them what we can do with Winject and for their shows.
Well, that experience, though, Chris, is you know, this is the way I always look at it. What lessons can you learn from the frustration? What does the frustration teach you? What is the message that it allows you to see from a different perspective? And that's what's turning the corner, because every time we turn around and we improve on somebody's production or their perspective or their message.
Christy Crew, what? Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. I got excited. Christy, what? Christy? Man, she just did she her videos and stuff that she was killing it in Vegas, that virtual event. I don't know. Anyways, we got her show coming out soon. Love it. What's up, Christy? Sorry, Russ. I got excited.
Russ Hedge, how you doing, gentlemen? Yeah, man. Thank you so much. I'm going to be on his show later tonight at 5 p.m. I think it's Mountain Standard Time.
5 p.m. I don't know. I don't even know what time. I just give me – I don't know what's happening right now. Russ, hey, by the way, Russ, you did reach out to me, and thank you so much for reaching out to me. I have been a little – delayed on responding to some messages just because I've been really busy with obviously the first part of this year, but I promise you I'll get obviously to, I'd love to go on your show, Russ. If you want to get me booked for your show, I'll come on and talk a little bit of shit.
Part of the tour.
Like, yeah, Christy. I love Christy, man. She's fun. All right. Go. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I got really excited when I seen Christy.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'll have to get excited when I see Christy too.
Her show, by the way, is going to be presented by Winject Studios, coming out soon. Rise Above It with Miss Christy Crew. What? Say it twice. It's so nice. It's going to be fun. She's on. You can see her show already, the trailer up on Apple, our own Apple podcast channel. So make sure you find that.
Yeah.
For Winject Studios. You'll
and,
find
and you know, not everybody has their own Apple podcast channel.
Yeah. I'm not saying we're a big deal, but we're kind of a big deal, you know? Kind of, just a little bit, you know?
We're getting there.
A friend of mine, I shout out
humble
to Belinda.
Brag.
No, listen to this. Yeah, listen to this. This is funny. So I was, every once in a while, you'll see me on social media in the stories posting funny stuff just because I'm stupid. But I was posted something last night, and then Belinda Agnew is a good friend of mine. She's in Australia, down and under right now. So she posted something, and I don't know. She reshared it in like her, you know how you have on Instagram your close friends? You know what I'm talking about? So I'm like, oh shit, I'm a close friend. Now you reshared my stuff in a close friend thing? Like this is, and I posted, remember Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
That movie? It's like I'm just kind of a big deal. I'm just getting kind of serious.
Pedro for president.
Yeah. Man, I was like, you're gonna make me go watch. I'm gonna watch that movie tonight. That's a funny movie, man. Anyways, sorry, guys. We're two squirrel hunters on a Thursday. This is not good. This is why. Who put us together on a show?
Oh,
like what the hell? Oh, look, squirrel.
But here's the reality is this opportunity that we're developing in life. We're learning from each other. You know, you have skill set that I don't have. I have a skill set that you don't have, and together we've done some amazing things. And what I want to do is make sure that we can help as many people out there as possible. And you know, you have an audience that I'm not connected to. And just like, you know, Russ Head's showing up, you know, he wants to get you on the show as well.
Yeah.
And he's got some good things going on. And I've watched him grow from the beginning. Awesome individual. He's got, you know, a lot of things that are taking place. Gabe is another one that's in the audience that's doing some amazing things. You know, all of these people are contributing to the cause and the environment that we're building and growing into. And I think it's important for people to understand that, hey, this isn't an exclusive club. This is open to anyone that wants to come in and start to learn. So
one thing I've found about this journey, well, we haven't done any paid traffic yet, but one thing I found about this journey, and just like any other thing with course creation in my career, when it's almost too good to be true, it makes it difficult for them to really want to be involved in this. It's an open community. I mean, it's public, but we just haven't done any paid traffic because we're not in a rush. We don't need to be. We're not doing this to monetize and make more. We're doing this for the purpose of getting you the exposure you deserve, you know, and giving you sometimes the education that you're going to need to help you forge the skills to do anything you want to do in life. Some people are trying to sell books. That's fine. Some people are trying to sell more courses. Fine. Some people are attracting more business. Fine. Some people are just trying to express themselves. That's fine. It doesn't matter to us what you're trying to accomplish. We're here to make it happen. Right. So, yeah. And I think that's pretty cool. This is, remember the KD from last week, Savor the Flavor.
Yes. Savor the Flavor of awesomeness. And you gents for sharing delectable delights. KD, I really appreciate you. And thanks for showing up, man.
Kevin Durant. Remember last week? It's like, no, I'm not Kevin Durant. He's probably hates Kevin Durant or something. it's not the worst, anyways. Talking shit already.
Hey, another fun fact is I just accessed LinkedIn audio.
You told me about something.
I was on an audio. Something. Yeah.
What is it? Walk me through what that means.
You're familiar with Clubhouse, right?
Yeah, but I really don't like it. No offense.
Yeah, that's all right. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, LinkedIn is doing something similar, and they're bringing it into their events.
So is that the thing that Spotify was trying to do too? Something
Twitter,
like that.
Spotify, Clubhouse, everybody, you know, it's drafting like NASCAR. You know, you get into the line and you just start going around the track.
There's no offense. I don't know. I'm really hard on myself with time, right? So. Mm-hmm. Whatever I'm investing into or putting my energy into, I want to make sure that there's enough time and effort and energy that I'm putting into other things. So if it's not on my radar, it doesn't mean I'm not open to it. It just doesn't fit in my crazy schedule right now.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing that I was really opposed to is when I was on Blab years ago, it was a video platform, much like Clubhouse with video. And you could spend 4 hours on there and it would just go away and evaporate because you're engaged.
That's what I'm scared of. Absolutely. I'm just saying for myself, I fall victim. Like next thing you know, like I just what happens on Netflix. I mean, once I do find a show, that shit's over with. I'm gone.
Right? It takes you almost as long to find it. Okay, the truth. Does it take as long to find a show as it does to watch a show?
Yes. But once I find a show, man, I get so emotionally attached to that show. What I like to do, here's my secret. You want to hear my secret?
If
there's a new series that comes out or something, I wait to the third season.
I have to stay away from series. I can't watch series.
I can't. I have to wait and see if they're going to make it to the third season. Once they make it to the third season, I binge watch the crap out of it until the third season is over. So it gets, and then I sit there and wait patiently for the next season to come out. It's like crack. It's like, come on. man, I'm a sucker for a docuseries. I'm a sucker for a docuseries. Sucker. What's your favorite docuseries? Do you like crime ones? Do you like which ones do you like?
I'm a fan of the History Channel. The tendency to have History Channel or music.
Okay,
I gravitate toward. Yeah,
history. Like what type of history? Just music in general, or
just history in general.
I like the history. We don't have the History Channel here.
Okay,
in London, but they do like old the medieval times shows. Mm-hmm. That's when they ruled the world.
I think you know the one show is I believe it was David Attenborough.
The nature guy.
Yeah, they did a series back in it was probably the 70s, and it was basically. How they got from one point to the next, how technology evolved over the history of time. And I'll have to look it up and share it with everybody. It was the most fascinating thing because it was like, okay, here's how granaries work and the gears that got into there. And then this is how they developed this. And pretty soon you're evolving this technology and the people are involved in this technology until it became something in today's environment. It's just
I like fast. That. Yeah, I can't remember. Fast. I don't know which one it is, but there's another show that talks about the human brain.
Mm.
It's like touch and sight and all kind of it wrote me in, bro, and I was done for like 7 hours. I was like, shit.
Yeah. Dang.
But the problem is like I was like, here we go. Here we go. But that's why I don't really watch TV. I watch TV on the weekends kind of thing. Like even at nighttime, I try not to touch any type of technology after like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I have one of those brains. I'm not going to shut off my brain enough.
Like you need some downtime before you have downtime.
Yeah.
There's a period of time. Yeah. I completely understand
that. It's probably why I'm single. Yeah. But it's all good. That's
well, you do have an animal in your house.
Well, yeah, Dabble runs my life, bro. Like I'm telling you, man.
I know. And that's the beauty of what we're doing, the creativity. Like I was talking to Greg earlier in this week, and I was saying, imagine if you could have a TikTok channel that you had, a minute, maybe 2 minutes of content. And then you had a series of those that actually ended up becoming an episode to tell a story. So you actually take snapshots.
That's the most addicting things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The stupid reels. Like you could on Instagram. I have a scheduled time. If anyone knows my schedule by now, you always see me posting something in my stories at 8 a.m. Between 8 a.m. and 8:30, those 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I get sucked in, man. I get because they're some of the reels are freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How long is a reel?
It depends. I think it's like, you know, you can go up to like, I think 30 seconds or maybe it's even a minute now, but I like the little short, stupid ones. They get me every time. It's, you know, where I think what it does, it reminds me of like America's Funniest Videos. Do you remember that show?
Yep.
Shout out to rest in peace, Bob Saget, by the way.
Yeah. And the reality is that it's just bite-sized nuggets. You know, you're just doing bite-sized. You're just scrolling bite-sized nuggets out over time. And the reality is that you have an opportunity to take those little bites and build stories around them and create really amazing content. Mm-hmm. There's another series that I really enjoy on YouTube. It's called Dust. I don't know if you've seen it. It's more sci-fi. And they're maybe 15 minutes long, maybe 20 minutes long at the longest. And they're just like condensed short stories. And
what is it about?
All different subjects.
Okay. So it's not just like one, like aliens or something.
No. They're mind benders kind of ideas. They're fascinating. So it's
there's this one show on Amazon. It's going to kill me. I don't know what it's called, but it's like little short stories that are just like the most randomest stuff.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't watch it. It was because it was just so far out there, so far fetched. I'll go look on my TV right now. I'll find it as we're talking,
it's like, Twilight Zone.
It's Prime. Remember
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, Twilight Zone. I hated that show. I did. I didn't like that show as a kid. I didn't like it. It scared me. I'm like a scaredy cat. I don't watch. Do you like scary movies? I hate them. Why would you watch that? Something's wrong with you people.
I do like action adventure kind of thriller shows, which is.
Yeah, I like that stuff, but I don't like scary stuff.
But not horror films.
The only ones that I did like scary movies was the Saw. The Saw movies were good because it was more relatable. I mean, it's like real kind of.
Yeah.
The problem is like watching like a Freddy Krueger and the people like running up the stairs. Like, why are you running up the stairs? Like, I'm the guy yelling. Like, you're an idiot. It's not real. That's not
where I would run.
Yeah, I'm like. Have you kick him in his face.
Yeah, have you seen the spoofs where they said, let's go in the barn. Let's go hide in the barn.
You know, the other one that's funny is the ones that are making fun of it. Scream or whatever it was called. That was funny. I'm trying to find it. Anyways, it's over with now. I don't know where the hell it's at. This is what happens when I go on Amazon Prime Video or Netflix. I'll get lost. It's going to spend an hour and a half.
Just realize you're with two squirrel hunters, professionals.
Right. Sorry, guys. Yeah. What do y'all want to talk about today? By the way, it's 25 minutes into this.
Yeah. I told you we're talking about life, and this is exactly what life is. It's random stuff talking about things that you need to know.
So, what are you excited about?
All of these shows we can't remember the names of.
Because we're old. Yeah. Like, I don't remember my name if it wasn't on my shirt. See, what happens?
Why do you keep calling yourself Nike?
That's another show that I'm going to do. Actually, Nazia, my trainer, she's up north right now, but uh-huh. we're going to do the English terms in American. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and it's like Nike. They call it Nike.
Nike. Yeah.
And the Adidas. I don't even Adidas. Like, what does that mean? And the bin is a trash can.
Yeah. Trunk.
Trunk. Yeah. Versus, that's the boot. That's the boot. The
boot. Yeah.
The boot.
The boot.
It, okay. Yeah. I'll tell you my joke. You want to hear my elevator joke?
What's your elevator joke?
Every time I go into the elevator and we are going down, I'm like, why do you think they call it a lift if we're going down? No one has ever laughed. Still to this day, no one has laughed.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, well, you're laughing because you're American, but these people don't like to laugh. They don't like it.
Oh, dang it.
It's the dry humor. It's the dry humor in England. Yeah. It's a different type of comedy.
I used to love Monty Python and the Holy Grail and the whole series of the Monty Python and the
I don't know what that is.
you don't know Monty Python? Mm-mm.
I don't think so. What is it? Please explain. Is it a comedian or is she a comedian?
Yeah, it was a group of comedians that
like the Wu-Tang Clan for comedy.
Yeah, exactly. And they had lots of comedy going on, and they did shows. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and they did a number of series as they got more further along. But they couldn't afford horses. They were doing it on a budget, so they did coconuts.
Horses on a budget.
Yeah.
That's a hashtag.
After you get off, do yourself a favor. You got to go.
Spell it.
You got to Monty, M-O-N-T-E.
It's okay.
I'll send you a link.
That might be easier. There was another show. You remember Drew Carey?
Yeah,
they would do the skits. Do you remember that? Yeah, that was a funny show.
That was they don't call it stand up, they call it what would they call it when they're doing improv?
Ad lib, improv. Yeah, I used to go when I was living in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. I loved Austin, Texas, man. It was fun.
It's a cool town.
Yeah, it's a cool place. It's like the heart of like live music, you know, yeah. pretty much. Yeah. In Sixth Street, they had a joint where it was like a Comedy Central type of thing, comedy mm-hmm. show. And it was fun, man. And they would, I don't know what it was. You know how like people are like, I don't know why he always messes with me, or they don't mess with me for some reason. Yeah. Maybe I have a resting like aggravation face. Almost said a bad word. I don't know what it is, but I'm usually laughing at everybody else. Every person that I'm with, they're always making fun of.
Yeah.
Like every time. Have you ever been in one and they mess with your date and then you're like, I'm not messing with this girl right now? She doesn't know how to take a joke. I can't date you. Out of the light. She can't take a joke. Yeah, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah, this is not going to work out. You can't laugh.
I don't see that in my journey at all.
Sarcasm is in my DNA.
Mm-hmm. Profanity, sarcasm. Yeah, yeah, that's about it. No. English. Spanglish. Crazy. Anyways, but guys, I really
appreciate you being here, Chris, and thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and putting into this. And
yeah, it's fun.
I'm just appreciative of the efforts and energy that all the people in the community have.
Right. I'm just really excited. And I mean, you know, and I always say this to you, man, and I truly mean it, is I wouldn't be able to do it without you. Right. I mean, that's, you know, for the longest time, and some of the things that I've done in other corporations and trade schools and other things, and podcasting is giving my staff and giving the companies that I've been involved with an opportunity to see me in a different light that they don't normally wouldn't see this version of me. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, how it is in corporate stuff, right? I mean, like me walk in a room and fire people or whatever I had to do. And they're not seeing like, well, I didn't know you were actually funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't know I was funny. I'm funny looking. That's about it.
I didn't know you could laugh.
I didn't know you actually laughed. I'm like, well, yeah, I do. I laugh at your results, idiots.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Sarcastic. Yeah. I got a problem. So, but yeah,
well, I just appreciate the fact that we're here. We're having a great time, and it's a journey. You know, if you can't enjoy the journey, you can't have a little bit of fun, enjoyment, appreciation for each other. What's the point? You know, let's make it fun. Let's make it an adventure.
Right. You got to laugh at everything, man. I mean, if you don't have humor and, you know, and you're not enjoying what you're doing, I mean, hang it up, man. You're going to end up putting yourself in a position where you're just going to really not like life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just enjoy what I do, and I enjoy the people that I'm around. I have a no asshole policy. I'm the only asshole. Right. So
one asshole per room.
That's it. That's it, man. Everybody else just makes me laugh, or I, you know, in a couple different ways, laughing at them or laughing with them, you know? So,
yeah. Well, I know, like I said, I got Hanny Mora next week. I scheduled some time with him. We're going to go live. We're going to go create a show and add some content and slice it up with repurpose.io. I've got a couple of shows later today. I'm producing a couple more shows for other people, and I'm going to be on Russ Hedges' show tonight. And I know that you have a few things going on. What's on your future agenda?
Tons, man. I got tons to do tonight. I have a couple calls that I need to take care of. I have another podcast that I need to record. Tomorrow, I have a lot going on tomorrow. Like corporate stuff, like deals. But then other than that, I'm just hanging out. I'm gonna call with you to talk about obviously Winjet TV. A lot of amazing things are happening for like Russ later on. Make sure that when you have a conversation with him, get me booked for a show. I would love it. You don't want to be a guest, vice versa. And but if there's anybody out there that has a show right now that maybe is in a graveyard and you would like to revive that son of a gun, bring it back to life, let us know. I am finding that it's an easier conversation with people that want to just relaunch on our platform than just to join as a community member. I am finding that. So that might be a question. I mean, something that we spend a little time on tomorrow is maybe we fine tune the approach when it comes to the marketing side. Cause I think even from our conversation that I had with Mike earlier about what I see is wrong with the show, wrong, just how we can improve it. It really opened my eyes today that where maybe we just relaunch shows. Like, I don't know. Like it's gotten to the point now where we have access to everything that, you know, a lot of people don't have access to. Think about he's outsourcing seven different companies.
Wow.
That's a lot of outsourcing, bro.
I would think that that's a lot to manage that isn't necessary.
Right. I mean, and even they're not even doing their job. You got these people like telling people that they're like an illustrator and they work for Fiverr and shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, never mind. You don't get me started. Just never mind. I'm going to shut up. All right, guys.
We'll wrap up before that takes place.
Yep. I'll tell you about this later. I'm about to say some things now.
Yeah.
It almost didn't happen, Russ. It almost didn't happen today.
Things behind the curtain, you know.
That's right. I say a lot of bad words when I hang up. It's okay.
Yeah.
But guys.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And everyone here, we do this because kindness is cool and smiles are free. And we want you to enjoy your day.
Boop! Peace out, guys. Much love.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.